Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're digging into the materials you sent over on IT challenges for small law firms.
Yeah.
Our mission today, simple. Cut through all the tech talk and really zero in on the core issues and, more importantly, the solutions.
Exactly. No overload, just the essentials. We've basically boiled it down to five main areas that kept popping up.
Okay.
Things like cybersecurity, that's a big one, data privacy, getting software to actually work together, the whole remote work situation, AI adoption, which is, you know, everywhere now, and of course, budget constraints.
Always the budget.
Always. But we'll unpack some surprising details and practical steps for each.
Great. Let's dive right into cybersecurity then. It seems obvious why law firms are targets all that sensitive client data.
Absolutely. Trade secrets, personal info, financial data.
Yeah.
It's a goldmine for criminals. And attacks are definitely trending upwards.
But here's something interesting from the sources. It's the smaller firms, maybe 10 to 49 employees, that are getting hit disproportionately.
That's right. It kind of busts that myth of safety in small numbers. Mm-hmm. Hackers might see them as, well, softer targets, less sophisticated defenses, maybe.
Makes sense. And the cost, if they do get breached, I saw a figure.
It's staggering. Over $5 million on average for law firms in 2024.
Wow. $5 million. That could shutter a small firm.
Easily. And look, it's not just the money, is it? You've got ethical duties, ABA Model Rule 1.6, protecting that client data,
right,
plus hefty penalties under GDPR, CCPA, IIPA, if you slip up.
And remote work just adds another layer of risk, doesn't it? People on home networks.
Exactly. And now we're seeing these AI-powered threats, smarter phishing, deepfakes. It's getting complex.
Yet, disturbingly, a lot of firms apparently don't have clear cybersecurity policies or even basic training.
It's a real gap. You need both the tech and the human firewall. Training is crucial.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk software. The second challenge. Getting different systems integrated, like streamlining operations.
Yeah, this is a common pain point. You see firms using one thing for billing, another for documents, maybe something else for client communication.
All separate silos.
Exactly. Leads to inefficiency, double entry, data inconsistencies.
Yeah.
It's messy. And firms know this impacts profitability and client service.
So what's the trend? What are people moving towards?
Definitely integrated systems. Cloud-based practice management software is huge right now. It pulls everything, case management, billing, documents, calendaring, into one place.
Which sounds ideal for smaller firms with limited resources.
It really can be a game changer. But a word of advice. Before you jump to buy something new, really dig into the legal software you already have.
Ah, good point.
You might find automation features you're not even using that could solve some of your problems right there. Maximize what you've got first.
Smart. Okay, challenge number three, remote work. Secure and productive environments when people aren't in the office.
Yeah, the security aspect is paramount.
Mm.
How do you ensure secure access to sensitive files when someone's working from their, you know, potentially less secure home Wi-Fi?
Big question. And keeping teams collaborating effectively when they're scattered.
That too. Communication tools are key. But for access and security, cloud solutions are pretty much essential. They enable that work from anywhere capability and ensure business continuity.
What about personal devices? Lots of people use their own phones or laptops, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's where mobile device management, or MDM, comes in. You need policies for that.
It's MDM, okay.
It lets you enforce security standards on those devices, require passwords, encryption, and crucially, allows for remote wiping if a device is lost or stolen, protects firm data.
Gotcha. Vital stuff. All right, next up, artificial intelligence, AI. It feels like it's exploding. How should small firms even approach this?
It's definitely a hot topic. The potential is huge, automating routine tasks like drafting simple documents, legal research, summarizing depositions.
Freeing up lawyers for more strategic thinking.
Exactly. But you can't just flip a switch. It needs careful planning, selecting the right tools for specific tasks, providing proper training.
And there are ethical considerations too, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Data privacy when feeding info into AI, client confidentiality, potential biases baked into the algorithms.
Mm.
You have to be mindful.
The sources mentioned a big jump in adoption, though. Something about generative AI.
Yeah. Adoption nearly doubled in small law firms recently. So firms are seeing the benefits and starting to jump in.
So if a firm is hesitant, where is a safe place to start?
Good question. I'd recommend starting internally. Low risk, back office tasks. Maybe document management or analysis first before using it for client-facing work. Get comfortable with it.
Sensible approach. Okay, finally, challenge number five, the budget. IT costs money, and small firms often run lean.
It's the classic hurdle, isn't it? That hesitation to make big upfront IT investments.
But the sources argue that the cost of inadequate IT can be much higher.
That's the crucial point. Think about the cost of downtime if your systems fail. Or, going back to cybersecurity, the immense cost of a data breach. Those can dwarf the investment in proper solutions.
So it's about reframing the cost.
Pretty much. And again, cloud services help here. Subscription models often mean lower upfront costs compared to buying servers and software outright.
And what about support? If you can't afford a full-time IT person?
Managed IT services providers, MSPs, are a great option there. You get comprehensive support offered for a predictable monthly fee without the overhead of in-house staff.
Are there any low-cost or free things firms can do?
Definitely. Don't overlook the basics. Use the firewall built into your operating system. Get a good password manager. Some are free or low cost. Use multi-factor authentication. There are even free cybersecurity training resources online. Every little bit helps build that defense.
Okay, so wrapping up, the big five: tackling cybersecurity head on, integrating software smartly, enabling secure remote work, approaching AI strategically, and making smart, cost-conscious IT investments, understanding the risks of not investing.
Exactly. Addressing these isn't just about tech. It's fundamental for competitiveness, protecting client data, and maintaining trust.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought for everyone listening. Given how fast everything changes, what's just one small, maybe even low-cost IT security step you could implement, like today or this week, to better protect your firm and your clients? Something practical to chew on.
Good question to ponder.
Definitely dig into those source materials for the deeper specifics and action plans. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.